Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, George Case. Batting second. The right fielder, Buddy Lewis. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Welich. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jack Sanford. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jimmy Pofahl. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sid Hudson. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Sid Hudson. And now, play ball. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Case reaches second base with a double. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is hit by the pitch. Johnny Welich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welich hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to third for the out. Lewis moves to second. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis takes first base on ball four. Lewis moves to third. Welich moves to second. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath, who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Lewis scores. Welich scores. Travis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Senators. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford takes first base on ball four. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl strikes out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Meyer scores. Sanford moves to second. It's 4-0, Senators. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Trotsky moves to third. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive towards third. Travis catches it and throws to first to double up Heath. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Lewis reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0-for-1 in the game. Wellage hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Travis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Pitlock scores. Eisenstadt moves to third. It's 4-1, Senators. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-1 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Trotsky for the out. Eisenstadt scores. Chapman moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Meyer moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sanford strikes out. One out. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Keltner applying the tag. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 0-for-1 in the game. Pofahl hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudson hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Case hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Case moves to third. Johnny Welledge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welledge is 0-for-2 in the game. Welledge hits a fly ball into right field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Case scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Senators. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5. And the Indians too. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenstadt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Eisenstadt is called out on strikes. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-2 in the game. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sanford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pofahl hits a ball on the ground towards second. Mack fields it and throws to first for the out. Trotsky throws to Boudreau, who throws back to Trotsky who tags Sanford for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. the Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trosky moves to third. Heath moves to second. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudson hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Case hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Keltner. Case moves to second. Buddy Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Lewis hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Soup Campbell pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Soup Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley moves to second. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanford scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. Hemsley moves to third. Campbell moves to second. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hemsley scores. Campbell scores. It's 5-4, Senators. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Trosky reaches second base with a double. Boudreau moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Heath is walked intentionally. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Raleigh Hemsley now catching. Joe Dobson now pitching. Johnny Wellage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wellage is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Wellage hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Travis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Travis moves to second. Jack Sanford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sanford strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Pofahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pofahl is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pofahl hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 3 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hemsley strikes out. Two outs. Odell Hale pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Zuber now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Farrell hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson is 0 for 3 in the game. Hudson strikes out. Hemsley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Hudson out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Case hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 4 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. Farrell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Weatherly out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pofahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5. And Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.